Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
I've been enjoying watching the goldfinches at our Niger feeder, as well as gracing the fields and meadows of the Turtle Mountains area recently. They're always a treat to watch. Noted ornithologist, naturalist, and bird guide author Roger Torrey Peterson must have had a soft spot for goldfinches when he described them by saying, and I quote here, "The responsibilities of life seem to rest lightly on the goldfinch's sunny shoulders," unquote. Arthur Cleveland Bent, in his Life Histories of Familiar North American Birds, also found them interesting, as he noted that the goldfinches are, and I quote again, "always in the best of spirits. It has a definite personality exemplifying lighthearted cheerfulness, restlessness, sociability, and untiring activity. Its flight is deeply undulating. It flies along as if riding on the waves of a stormy sea, giving, as it rises to each crest, its little phrases of four happy notes," unquote. That flight call is often described as a soft potato chip. Potato chip, potato chip, potato chip, potato chip. Goldfinches reign throughout the United States, southern Canada, and parts of Mexico. Their habitat is largely open country, such as fields, meadows, open forests, and backyards, in both rural and urban areas, particularly where thistles and other members of the Aster family are important. It might surprise you, but while many young birds have already fledged, the goldfinches are approaching the middle of their nesting season. Robert Stewart, in his Breeding Birds of North Dakota, listed their breeding season as running from late June to mid-September. That's largely related to the seed production of thistles, which are an important food item as well as important material for their nests. Goldfinches nest in small trees or tall shrubs between 4 and 7 feet above the ground. The females construct an open cup of plant material lined with the down of thistles, milkweeds, and other fluffy seed material. If all goes well, she'll lay 4 to 6 pale bluish-white eggs, with perhaps some small light brown specks in the larger end. Incubation time is 12 to 14 days. Goldfinches are known to produce 1 or perhaps 2 broods per year. So if you see a few goldfinches as you travel about, take the time to watch these cheerful wild canaries for a few minutes. They'll undoubtedly brighten your day, literally and figuratively. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.